You guys, I was smiling all day yesterday. What a great day. You know, Mark, you mentioned the train in the news. What fun was that? It was just fantastic. Caleb, I know you went down with your kids like kind of after most of the festivities. Mark, you were down there as well at one point.
We went to the library, and then when the library closed, then we went over to the train when it was a little less chaotic.
Yeah, it was. So. It was, but you know, it was so cool. We met people from all over. We met people from all over, and it was great to get to know them and, you know, hear why they were here and, you know, welcome them to the Chippewa Valley. And I mean, you know, if they met me, I was selling them hard on how wonderful our hometown is here. Mm-hmm. So
that's been everything's great coming fun. Up aces for Altoona these days. You get the Veterans Tribute Trail. The train came in.
Yeah.
It was your birthday. And so these are the
train. I met the new football coach yesterday, and he's fantastic.
Hey, there you go.
Mr. Chad Hansen. So,
yeah.
3 before 8, 69 degrees. And we can feel the drama in terms of Big Boy, the steam locomotive, the largest one in the world, which is in Altoona, getting ready to roll out in just a matter of minutes. And our own Hillary Roth is on the scene, the big champion of Altoona.
Yes, I am. Oh, my goodness, you guys, I feel like a kid. This is amazing. They just did 4 blasts of the whistle. Now, what they're going to be doing is they're actually moving this massive locomotion. I'm only standing, like, feet from it. I'd say I'm at that minimum 25 feet from this train. The engineer is right in front of me. There's steam billowing from underneath it right now as they're getting ready to move this train back on the tracks. Right now they're out on a spur. They're moving back on the tracks. Ooh, I'm getting engulfed by steam, which is pretty... You guys, this is crazy. They're going to move the train backwards. I can't see anything. They're moving it backwards off of this spur so that they can then pull it onto a main line and take off. Now, before they take off, I don't know if you can even hear me over the roar of this. Everything's
getting
wet.
We can hear
you. I'm standing in a massive cloud of steam right now that is just pouring from the undercarriage of this huge steam locomotive. They will get onto a main track, and they'll start heading out of town. As they start, before they start to leave the train yard, they're going to let 2 blasts, long blasts of that whistle go. All right, the steam has dissipated. Here, I think, might the engineer is grabbing for things and doing things in the cab. Now, this steam locomotive is not powered. The steam locomotive is not powered by coal. It's actually converted to run on oil because that's so much easier to provide that controlled burn to provide the steam. It's really amazing that they were able to stop in Altoona. You know, this was the only stop that they did in Wisconsin. They did whistle stops where they would just refuel and rewater. But this is it. The train is now moving backwards very slowly. I'm now enveloped by another cloud of steam. I just can't even describe. Hundreds of people have come out to see this as well. It's just amazing to see this beast on the move. I don't know if you can hear the steam as it's rushing from underneath.
Yeah, we can hear it
loud and clear. I'm just trying to keep quiet waiting for the whistle.
The whistle won't happen again for a while. They're backing up, and then the whistle won't happen again until they're ready to move forward. The front of the engine is now creeping past me slowly from my right to my left. That steam is coming from underneath, but there's black billowing smoke coming from the nose of the Big Boy, if you will. What a sight to be able to be seen. My husband is here holding all my stuff, but also taking pictures. I'm not sure if he's doing video as well, but we'll be sure to just share all of that on our Facebook page. The crowd is moving down the tracks a little bit just to keep track of where it's at. It'll be just a couple minutes here before the train.
All right, but we're going to just delay the network news because we're going to make sure here on WWIB Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, we don't miss out. It's a minute after 8, 69 degrees on this Wednesday morning. Hillary Roth on the scene in Altoona. Big Boy, the largest steam locomotive in the world, getting ready to roll out of town.
I'm watching the engineers, and I don't know if they'd be called engineers, but the railroad workers are switching tracks as we speak. I have to say, it's just amazing to see this railway at work. I live here in Altoona, and, you know, we see the trains go by, and we consider it on occasion, but to actually be here and watching the work happen is just a whole different sight. The train is coming to a stop once more. The tracks have been switched.
Is anyone dressed like Sir Topham Hatt?
There's that whistle, guys. One whistle, second coming up. Oh, maybe that was the stop whistle. No, no one's dressed as Sir Topham Hatt. You know what? I was surprised yesterday that there weren't more individuals. Weren't more individuals in steampunk either. I thought we'd see a lot of steampunk individuals yesterday, but we did not. So, but tons of people here. And I have to say, I've been so impressed with the community of Altoona, welcoming all of these out-of-towners in. And everyone that's been here visiting has just been so gracious and so courteous. You know, there were people standing in line for over 2 hours yesterday to experience that train car exhibit that was open to the public yesterday from 2 to 5. And it was just such a jovial kind of mood, and everyone was friendly, and you talk to people around you, and where are you from and where are they from? The railroad was amazing in that they saw people starting to not take great care of themselves and suffer from some heat-related injuries. And the railroad actually, there's that first blow. All right. Signals that train is ready to make its move forward on the track. It'll be rolling past me and gaining speed here momentarily. Steam billowing once more. I think I was most taken aback by that. You know, you don't see a steam engine that often. I expected the smoke and steam to be coming just from the nose, and it just billows out from everything underneath that engine, which is so, so impressive. Union Pacific yesterday was just fantastic in providing water stations to those waiting in line for hours at a time. Very accommodating, very, very wonderful to our community here at Altoona. We just appreciate all of the work that they have put into bringing this exhibit to our little town of Altoona here in Wisconsin. The only Wisconsin real stop with that train car experience in Wisconsin. The steam has changed on the engine now. It's gone from that jet black to more of a gray steam. Starting to slowly inch forward here. They've moved the caution ribbon just a hair closer for us. It takes a lot of time to build the speed and momentum.
It's not Cape Canaveral.
10, 9, 8.
It's moving so slowly, you guys. I'm like, I suppose it's got millions of tons.
Jeffrey from Wausau just gets us up on our text line at 396-1670. It says he loves your play-by-play, Hillary. Yeah. So,
and ABC called. They want to know if you can do the Rose Parade. So.
Our own Les Nessman, but there's nothing falling from the sky.
Right. I want that Silver Sow Award. That's all I'm saying. Here it comes, guys. You can hear that whistle. You can hear that bell clanging as Big Boy pulls out.
Now, are you going to try to hop on the train, or are you going to pass on that?
No, that is not allowed. Ed the engineer at the helm. Big Boy has left the station, friends. Just incredible. A second diesel engine behind. Those diesel engines are used to generate power for the cars behind. Individuals waving from the train right now. Such a sight, such a treat. There's a viewing car going by, and boy, what I wouldn't give to be one of these people in the upper deck of the viewing car riding the Big Boy.
Well, you have Elvis has left the building, and now Big Boy has left the station.
Has left the yard.
Iconic words.
Hillary, uttered. Very good. We'll see you back here at headquarters. Good job. Great job.
Thanks, guys.
All right. It's 8:06 here at WWIB. We're on just a tad behind, but some great coverage there from Hillary the last 8 minutes. Really appreciate it. Andrew is going to join us in studio tomorrow, actually, after 7:30 here on WWIB. And I saw on Facebook already this morning, Caleb, it was 4 years ago the original Catching Faith was debuting in the Chippewa Valley.
Wow.
And now 4 years later, Catching Faith, too. So pretty good. All right. Well, I saw this morning and I was like, what? Now, people have told me before that, well, you know, my family, like my wife, you know, you take quick showers or whatever. But, like, they've given an average of shower length for men and women. And for women, and I just saw this and I was like, what? The average shower length for women is 14 minutes and for guys it's 12 minutes. Now, I just don't think I'm getting into double digit minutes in the shower.
I probably do.
Okay.
Probably.
All right.
I mean, it's not that I can't go faster, but honestly, that's what helps wake me up.
Okay.
In the morning too.
So. Yeah. I mean, I just think about it. I mean, I wash my hair, and a lot of people, some people wash and then they condition, and I don't know what all they do. And I usually just go with the one shampooing.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not a big, like, conditioner, and then.
I don't really use conditioner either.
So they're the truth. And, right, they've come out in recent years, like, you can get the shampoo and conditioner all in one. And then, yes, you scrub the body, and I enjoy the warm water or on these hot, humid days. I mean, the cold, certainly.
Yeah, I kind of go lukewarm if it's really hot.
But, and I understand, I understand the women may be long, and they got more hair to wash, mostly, and everything, but I don't know. I think I'm probably more in that, like, 8 minutes would be.
Are you going to time it tomorrow and see?
I think so. Tomorrow. I don't know. Like, it might be, I don't know, you know, shorter. Like, I don't know, 5 minutes. So what does that make me weird?
I know that shortly after my wife and I got married, we actually had competitions to see who could take the fastest shower.
Okay.
I mean, it was way down there. I mean, we were talking, I think we.
That's good.
I think we're talking sub 3 minutes at one point. But that's not, again.
Yeah.
You have more kids and,
sure.
and things like that. And it's like the shower's a little bit of a refuge.
It is.
Actually.
No, it is. It is a refuge. Absolutely.
They've gotten longer and longer for both of us.
Yeah, right. No, that's kind of an interesting.
And I have to give a shout out to my wife because I'm someone who will take a couple showers in a day. If, you know, come home after a long day and I'll work out, go for a, you know, walk in the heat, whatever. I'll take another shower. My wife has 3 kids. And so sometimes, you know, she'll say, mm-hmm. you know what? I haven't got to shower in a couple days. Do you mind?
Yeah.
It's like. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Right. Exactly.
Guilt waves just washing over
well,
me.
It's
like
funny when you
billows.
Say that. I never heard about, like, can you do the shower even shorter? It's kind of like, what is it, limbo, where you have to get lower and lower?
Yeah.
I remember as a kid, I went to a birthday party, and this was unique. Like, we would ride bikes, but it was not a race. Everybody had their bike. Who could go the slowest? But you had to be moving forward.
Ah.
And so that's kind of different.
The
so.
Streets of Tosa.
Yeah, exactly. Danny Gokey may have ridden them because he's a Milwaukee native. WWIB, good morning.
Well, a new poll of Americans examined our eating, our snacking habits, and discovered that the vast majority, in fact, 88% of us are zombie eaters.
What is a zombie eater?
It's someone who admits to looking at screens while eating. Could be TV, could be phone, could be tablet, could be laptop. And thinking about that, yeah, I didn't necessarily grow up that way, but it's fairly often that there's some sort of screen nearby. I know it's not a good thing necessarily to always be attached at the hip or appendage to my screen. But yeah, I've done it.
It says to me that when you're doing that, it's probably not when you're eating with your family, right? I mean, if everybody's eating that, then that would be kind of rude.
Yeah.
But it's like if, you know, to me, that's the trend in terms of, you know, you get what you're going to have to eat, and then, yeah, that's, you know, check out what's going on. So.
More from this study, the average American will look at their phone more than 2 separate times during a single meal. On top of that, the average American will only have 5 screen-free meals a week. Now, at least that's something. For instance, if you have, you know, Monday through Friday family dinners together or something like that, because I realize, especially the older your kids get,
yeah,
the more everybody gets spread out, and so the traditional family meal is awesome, but sometimes it's just not always a possibility because people are in different physical locations. But if you're all in the house, and I know my wife is much better than me at pushing this, saying, all right, let's all sit at the table and eat.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of value in that.
Yeah, my kids are between 14 and 19, so they've stepped into what you're saying. And so anytime now, it's actually when we can have a face-to-face, and yet, I don't want to indict anybody, but a particular member may eat quickly and be gone, and so you want to try to keep and get some face-to-face and find out about your day and relate, and especially even moving from summer towards the school year. That's good, and that also becomes challenging with all the extracurriculars.
Yeah, I'm one of those very, very quick eaters, and so it's, all right, what's next?
Yeah,
on to the next thing. But what we do on our phones while we eat, in order, read or send emails, rude, scroll through or post on social media, watch YouTube, work-related activities, watch a TV show or movie on a streaming app. And now, again, all of these things, I can totally understand watching something if you're eating alone, eating by yourself, or, you know, but as we alluded to before, too, if you're sitting with the family, stay off the phone, Caleb.
There you go.
Stay off the phone.
Sure. Hey, speaking of eating, real quick, tying into that, this headline as well today, which surprised me, because it's that if, in fact, you eat spicy foods, you're more likely to get dementia. According to the study, older adults over the age of 55 who consume more than 50 grams of chili per day displayed nearly double the risk of developing poor cognition and a decline in overall memory. So
I love chili.
I would have thought that this spiciness, I don't know, it just kind of fires the neurons up, but what do I know?
And honestly, as we've been trying, you know, low carb, low sugar, some hot sauce really adds flavor that sugar might normally have. And not like you say, hey, we're going to have hot sauce on our breakfast cereal or whatever, but just things that are a little more bland because they don't have a lot of sugar and carbs and things like that in them. You add a little hot sauce and it literally and figuratively spices it up. So you feel like you're having something very flavorful without all the bad things for you. So
go figure.
Oh, man.
All right. 70 degrees.
Always a catch.
WWIP.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.